Greetings, Earthlings, and more specifically, my young adolescent Earthlings. On this Martin Luther King Day, I wanted to make y'all aware that y'all are the future, and especially my kinfolk and younger people that I know. I know I put a lot of pressure on y'all and a lot of expectations, but that's only because I know y'all can handle it. This younger generation, y'all are blessed to be in a technological world where skills really don't mean too much anymore. Natural body size and girth doesn't mean too much anymore. Right now, the brain means everything. And I know you guys are smart. And I know that a lot of times y'all feel like the older generation is unfair to y'all, and we don't see things the way it is, when in actuality we do. Now, it's not all of us, because in every generation you get what I like to call jealous fuddies, which is basically older people that wish that they was younger because they'd have the knowledge that they have now and just be able to do different things because they would know more than what y'all know. But I'm not one of them people. I'm happy to be born in the early 80s, 80s baby. I'm happy to be around to watch rap music, which was actually getting burnt in the streets at one point. Believe it or not, go back and watch the film. When Tupac first came out, they was literally putting that man, they was buying it out the stores once, which is always silly to me, but they was buying it out the stores, putting it in the street and setting it on fire. So we've come from all the way from that to where we have rappers doing sets at a halftime show for the Super Bowl. You understand what I'm saying? From Kendrick Lamar to being live before the college football finale. Like, it's just music has come a long way, but the times have come a long way. You know, like I said, back in my time, no such thing as debit cards, you know. Everything was cash. Now it's barely any cash. Everybody uses debit. TV actually went off at a certain time and they ran just infomercials, if anything. Now TV runs 24 hours. You have DVRs, Fire Sticks. It's the world is advanced, and that's a good thing, but you know, anything can be made into a bad thing if given the wrong direction. But I'm saying that because on this Martin Luther King Day, I know a lot of y'all don't grip what's really happened in the last few years, and you kind of take it for granted. And a few of y'all actually can still see what's going on, because it's still a long way we have to go. We can't be settled and think that racism is over and racial inequality doesn't exist, because it still does. It's just hidden behind doors. And not talking about it will never, ever, ever make it better. That's a fact. I know what's going on. Me personally, I call it out every time I see it. And we have to get over the fact. We can't let anybody bring us to the narrative that each person, each race is one thing. Not all white people are racist. Not all black people are thugs. You know, not all Chinese eat noodles and so forth. Like, we have to learn to get back to learning a person and not judging them at all, but just trying to be there for them and try to help them reach the best possible person that they can be. That's what this should be about. It shouldn't be about oh, look at him, he's such and such, such and such. We have to get out of that mindset of tearing each other down. And that's whether you white, black, Asian, Indian, whatever your nationality, ethnic group is, we got to stop looking across the table and wanting to bring somebody else down. The whole point of Martin Luther King was to uplift. And that's what we must continue to do. We must continue to uplift each other, to keep on bringing positive vibes. It's going to be rain, but it's always going to be sunshine. You know, like Pac once said, after the dark, the sun rises. You know, so we got to keep that mindset. We got to keep our head up, even in bad times, and we got to be there for each other to support each other. You know, it's no place for people with mental health issues these days. They just want to lock them up, and it clearly only makes the situation worse. So today, for Martin Luther King Day, the first thing you need to do is go and check out my first podcast about Martin Luther King and his legacy. And if you've already done that, then do me this favor. Do something nice for somebody. No, I'm not talking about something, you know, clearly simple. Which, if that's all you can do, then by all means, that's greatly appreciated. But what I'm saying is, try to change the world. Try to make the world a better place. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. See you next time.